And not only this, but also after this, another question arises. It seems that speaking in tongues may appear superior to prophecy. For if the tongues are a sign for the unbelievers and prophecy for those who believe, that which attracts non-believers and makes them part of the family is greater than that which governs those within the family. So, what does that phrase mean? Nothing difficult or unclear, nor contrary to what was mentioned earlier, but rather very consistent with it, if we pay attention, that is, prophecy is fitting for both, but speaking in tongues not so. Therefore, after saying of the tongue, it is a sign, he adds, not to those who believe, but to the unbelievers, and to them, as a sign, in other words, for amazement, not so much for instruction.